The regime always tries to blame outsiders, blame external powers for the troubles that Iran faces. It's always blaming others and not taking responsibility. So this does two things. Obviously, it shifts the blame. Our society is fine. Our regime is fine. Everyone is happy in Iran. And if it wasn't for these external meddling, there would be no issues whatsoever. That's one thing. The second thing it does, that it legitimizes the use of violence against protesters. Because if the regime is dealing with external saboteurs and not internal dissenters, then it's perfectly legitimate for Iran to use its security forces and clamp down on opposition.
Do you agree with the view that these are spontaneous protests?
These are spontaneous protests, and it is very much fueled by a number of factors. First, there is widespread grievance in Iran regarding the failure of Rouhani's government to deliver on the promise of economic recovery. Rouhani came with a mandate of reviving Iran's economy, generating jobs, bringing the inflation down, and he has basically failed on most of those. Inflation came down in his first term, but it's been climbing up again. There is widespread grievance throughout the country about the extent of corruption, nepotism, and economic slowdown. The second thing is the role of social media. Iranians are well connected, and they use social media, Telegram, Twitter, Facebook, and even though the regime always puts barriers and censors social media, Iranians are quite resourceful, and they can always use other alternative ways of accessing these outlets, these platforms. And that has allowed the message of protest, the message of rebellion, to really spread throughout the country.
How serious are these protests compared to what happened in Tehran back in 2009?
On one level, it's very serious, because the 2009, the Green Movement was about reforming the regime. It was very much aligned with the reform movement. And although it got out of hand towards the end, it was really not a threat to the regime as a whole. But what's happening right now is that people are calling for a complete overhaul of the regime. It's not about reforming the system. It's about bringing the system down. They are tearing down pictures of Khamenei, the supreme leader, which is quite a brazen act. But I also have to say that given that this movement does not have a leadership, it's quite a spontaneous, that means that there is no coordination and it can go seriously wrong, as we have seen, deteriorating into acts of vandalism. And once you start going down that path of vandalism and violence, then it opens the door to the security agencies to really clamp down on you and say you're nothing but vandal and hooligan. And the level of public support for the protest movement will also decline significantly.